I'm going to guide you step by step through this process. So to begin with, stand with your feet hip distance apart. Now if you're right-handed, in a moment, but not just yet, you're going to point your right index finger straight out in front of you. If you're left-handed, in a minute, but not just yet, you're going to point your left index finger straight out in front of you. If you're right-handed, you are then going to turn your upper body to the right and see how far you can go around, pointing as you do so. And if you're left-handed, you're going to turn your upper body to the left, pointing and seeing how far you can do so. So let's get started. So placing and pointing either your left or right index finger out in front of you. And now turn your upper body as far as you can go, either to the right if you're pointing out your right finger, or to the left if you're pointing out your left finger. And as you do so, make a mental note of it. So that could be a mark on the wall or something that you can see, some marker of some sort. Great. So now bring your upper body back to where you first started, so you're facing forwards again. And just relax your arms down by your side. Now I'd like for you to close your eyes for a moment. And in your mind's eye, I would like for you to imagine, so you're not actually physically doing this now, you are imagining that you are pointing either your right or your left finger out in front of you. And you're now turning your upper body to the right or the left, depending on what side is favourable to you. And now just see in your mind's eye how far you can turn around, and then notice how easily you can turn just a little bit further, and how you can effortlessly turn up to 5 or 6 inches further still. And then in your mind's eye, come back to the front and place your hands down by your side. So now open your eyes as we're going to physically do this again. So place your right or your left finger out in front of you and turning either to the left or the right with your upper body, see now how far you can turn around. Were you surprised? Did you go a lot further than you thought you would, and that you had done before when we first did this? When we visualize and see things in our mind's eye first and expect that to happen, the results are often astounding. So taking a deep breath in and letting it out. And a second deep breath in and letting it out. And a third deep breath in and letting it